Test 3. Listening, Part 2. You will hear a woman called Susan Foster talking about holidays organised by the company that she works for. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2. You will need to play the recording twice.
Good evening. My name's Susan Foster, and I hope to interest you in the tours that we offer at Bennett's Holidays. First, some background. The company was founded in the early 20th century by a businessman, John Bennett. He lived in Manchester, in the north of England, which isn't too far from the Lake District. The lakes were a popular destination, and as very few people owned cars in those days, Bennett bought a coach to provide transport. He offered excursions at an all-in price that included meals, leaving in the early morning and returning to Manchester late that same day. This continued until the 1950s, though by then the company also offered seven-day holidays. During the next few decades, overseas package holidays were introduced, initially only to European destinations, but since 2005, the largest proportion of our trips are to South America. Although we still offer a few holidays in Europe, our strategy of advertising tours in Africa has really paid off. It's now our second biggest category. And we're currently looking into possibilities in Central America too. Argentina is one of our most popular destinations, and it's an enormously varied country. Several of our tours start in the capital, Buenos Aires, a city that's noted for its elegant boulevards, but there's a great deal more to see. I expected it to be quite interesting, but now I've been there, I'd call it one of the most thrilling cities I've ever been to, offering everything from tango in the streets to fascinating museums. On our Buenos Aires holidays, you can see the city and its surroundings from the air by taking a helicopter ride in the morning, or a balloon trip as the sun goes down. You can also book a two-centre holiday, combining Buenos Aires with Montevideo, the capital of Uruguay. Montevideo has a rich cultural heritage, and it's very cosmopolitan. While many people are knocked out by the sandy beaches, and they're certainly very attractive, its architecture can compare with any in the world, in my opinion. Another holiday that starts in Buenos Aires includes flying south to spend 3 days among the glaciers that slowly flow between granite peaks. This is a simply spectacular area, and I guarantee the memories will stay with you forever. Several of our holidays bring you face to face with nature. For instance, you can combine a stay in Buenos Aires with 3 days on the Valdez Peninsula to see the wildlife off the coast. Elephant seals, sea lions, dolphins, and, depending on the season, killer whales, humpback whales, and penguins. Another fascinating add-on to a stay in Buenos Aires is to fly to Salta, in northwest Argentina. From there, you can travel more than 400 kilometres on a train, which leaves around 7 in the morning, climbs up the mountains as far as a viaduct that's over 4,000 metres above sea level, and arrives back in Salta at midnight. The views of the landscape are just breathtaking. Now I'd like to talk a little bit further.
That is the end of Part 2. Now turn to Part 3.